focusing in on the Capitol. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Russian forces are in position on the outskirts of Kyiv, where fighting is said to be raging.
It was a sleepless night for many people in this city. The shelling and the bombardment, greater and stronger than we have seen it so far since we've been here. Still not in the center of the city itself, but off in the distance, in the east and to the northwest. Heavy bombardment, not just the artillery we often hear, but something bigger, either Grad rockets or airstrikes. There is a sense now that the offensive against the capital city has begun.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. In the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, Russian forces are accused of shelling a mosque where dozens of people were sheltering. They're also accused of kidnapping the mayor of another city. The U.S. keeps squeezing Moscow economically.
The president and U.S. allies are doing what they can to hurt Russia, including revoking Russia's most favored nation trade status and yet another blow to the Russian economy. Now, the sanctions are just the latest in a series of economic measures against Russia that include an oil ban and a tax penalty initiative announced by the Senate's Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The president has also imposed an import ban on Russian vodka, seafood, and diamonds. A constant stream of refugees is flowing out of Ukraine. Fox's Mike Tobin is in the western part of the country.
The buses are still making their way out of Kyiv and other battle zones. They make their way out of there slowly. But when you have hundreds of thousands trying to get out, the crowds pile up, families get separated.
The UN says more than 2.5 million refugees have fled the country. The weather is expected to change quickly in parts of the east as a bomb cyclone gains strength. Coastal areas will see heavy rain and wind. Inland areas are expecting heavy snow. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Yes. Who's to blame for sky-high inflation?
Democrats didn't cause this problem. Vladimir Putin did.
President Biden blaming Russia's president while addressing House Democrats at a conference in Philadelphia.
The price of gasoline in January went up 75 cents. And Putin began amassing troops along the border. And guess what? The world took notice.
Republicans see it differently.
Inflation took off. Right after President Biden's nearly $2 trillion COVID stimulus, it continues to grow, and very little, if any, is reflected from Russia, the war on gas prices.
Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, according to AAA, the national average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is $4.32. A sigh of relief in Texas for the families of transgender children. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the state from investigating them.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's directive that the state investigate the parents of transgender youth was dealt a setback in the form of a judge's ruling. District Judge Amy Clark Meacham issued a temporary injunction that keeps the state from enforcing the measure that compels the Department of Family and Protective Services to investigate those parents over gender-confirming treatments the state calls child abuse. Governor Abbott's directive goes against the country's largest medical groups, including the American Medical Association. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It's that time of year in the nation's capital. Time to enjoy the cherry blossoms. And for the first time in 2 years, there won't be any pandemic restrictions in place. According to the National Park Service, the blossoms should reach their peak bloom between March 22nd and 25th. In 1912, the U.S. received some 3,000 cherry trees as a gift from the mayor of Tokyo. Since then, Japan has remained involved in the festivities. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.